Thanks again for tuning in to Real to Real here on CFCR 90.5 FM. We are now back with Christina and Gary, of course, from the film Death of the Dead, which just had its premiere here at the Dark Bridges Film Festival. So we actually had a pretty good audience out tonight, and they're all laughing at all the jokes and had a great time. What was your reaction to the audience enjoying the film?
I was really surprised and happy that they responded exactly how we intended the film. They got it. A very sophisticated audience. This is a very sophisticated film, by the way, if they let you know. No, I'm just kidding. But it was cool. Like, they laughed at all the good spots, and they clapped when we wanted them to clap, which was really awesome. So I had so much fun. I can't thank them enough for making it out.
And the film itself, of course, was shot over 12 days, which is really fast, for especially for a low-budget film. What were the challenges of working in that time constraint?
I'd say mainly was the shot list I had to contain. Like, there's always these money shots that you want to have to up the production value. But when I would make that list to just get the basic coverage, I'd have to put, like, these, if we get these shots, then I want these extra icing on the cake shots. But I could never really get to them, because at the end of the day, we never had that much time to really set up for those elaborate shots, which I think would have upped the quality of the production value. It would have looked even more special than it is, even though I think it looks great. But that's the main thing, just not being able to shoot as much as you want. But I think almost every director is always going to complain about that. So I don't think that's an original answer, but that's what I'm saying.
And Christina, how much prep did you have for the role, of course, because you did have to do some martial arts training and all that?
Yeah, not very much. Well, we shot the film in 12 days, and right before that, I only had 2 days of rehearsal. One day was a fight training with the bow staff and nunchaku and the martial arts, and then the first day was a little bit of acting rehearsal, and then on the third day, we just went full force into filming. So I think the fact that I had the dance training before and some martial arts training in the past had helped me, so I kind of breezed through it a little bit easier than if I had not had that training previously.
And back to the festival, of course. How was your experience at the overall festival? Because, again, you guys came out for the first 2 days, and, of course, you're pretty much flung right into this, just movie after movie. Did you have a good time?
Oh, God, Christina had a blast. John Allison puts on a great festival. His programming has been nothing but impressive, because the quality of films that we've seen. We went home. Oh boy, we went back to the hotel scared. I was scared.
We saw one of the shorts that we really loved was Off Season, and it just scared me to bits. And we just couldn't stop talking about it afterwards. A lot of the films, we had so much to say afterwards. We just wanted to talk about the films, and we had such a blast. And we saw so many films today, but we never got tired of it because they were all so great.
I was going to add that some of the films that he programmed inspired me for future projects, you know, just because we were talking about doing a psychological thriller, and there's elements in all these films that I saw that, you know, very well done, that I thought, you know, I could definitely learn from that.
There was a Q&A following the program, and it came up that there is a sequel alluded to along the line. Now I want to get just out of curiosity, because you did mention the character of Wanda, like, you know, quite affectionately. You said like Christina specifically, you said you kind of got very into the character. Would you guys be kind of looking for more on each of your ends? Would you be looking for a little bit more control over what goes on this time if you did do a sequel, especially if you feel like you have a really, you know, good idea what's going on with the character? Would you kind of vie for some more, you know, control over her, maybe?
I've grown very attached to the character of Wanda. I wouldn't say that I would want necessarily more control, but I would like to definitely work with, you know, Beau and Gary and just really help develop the character. I wouldn't want to take more control than necessary on it, but I do love the character, and I'd like to see her go a lot further. So I just, and, you know, Beau and Gary were always great about working as a team, and the just collaboration was always great with them. So I would have no worries that if we did a sequel, it would be exactly the same way, and it'd be great.
She mentioned Beau Buckley, who's the screenwriter producer of Strange Stuff, who hired us on, and I kind of agree. If we did a sequel, I'd want to explore her a little bit more. I wouldn't want to do the same thing. I'm not sure exactly what direction. There's only mention on the phone with Beau, kind of like, hey, we might do a sequel, but there's never really anything more than detailed plots or what we could do. I did ask him once, well, what would we do if there was a demand? And we definitely thought, you know, we'd explore, you know, more of Wanda and the action side, but, you know, it's like we still have to wait for the response. It's still such an early in the early stages that we want to see what they respond to most, because we want to be able to give the audience what they would be wanting to come back to see.
And we also mentioned in the Q&A after the film today that there is in the works a comic book and talk of action figures. So that could probably help out the sequel as well.
Yeah, the cool thing is after the first screen at Horror Find, we had two sold out screenings there, and what's cool is there's fan art coming in now, and people wanting to be involved in more of the film than just buying it. They want to create comic books and fan art. So that's what's awesome about these types of films, that my art house films may not necessarily get a comic book, you know. That's what's awesome about this type of movie.
Because everybody wants a romantic comedy action figure or an art house drama action figure.
Yes.
Sitting on above your fireplace mantle, I think, is the only place for those, for sure.
Yes.
So again, Death of the Dead had its premiere here in Saskatchewan tonight. Again, the film is running the kind of festival circuit, and again, you're doing some fine touches yet on it, on fine tuning it. Do you know what's going to be happening as far as distribution? Do you have any idea of when the film will be out to the general public?
Mainly the producers are driving the distribution aspect of that. They have given me insight in terms of which countries are looking into getting some screenings, and I don't want to jinx it, so I can't say it, but it would be pretty awesome. There are some countries in Europe that are interested, that they love Jerry Lewis. just as a hint. But they're definitely going they're calling, I think, the World Domination Tour or something, and they've hit Canada, they're going to Indiana, they're trying to hit around the country, just building up some interest, and then they're going to hit some distributors. And the previous films they've done were more straightforward horror movies, but they've got Showtime deals. The one I directed for them is on Showtime now, and so they definitely have a good pipeline, so I wouldn't be surprised if by next year this would be out somewhere, and I'm excited about that.
Excellent. Again, thank you guys for your time on Reel to Reel today, and thanks for coming out to the fest, and I wish you guys all the best in the future.
Thanks for having us. We had a lot of fun.
We did. Thank you, Saskatchewan. Did I pronounce that right?
Yes.
Let me say it again.
Thank you, John Allison,
for
Dark Bridges, and we were so glad to be here.
Yeah, and thank you to the audience who came out for the screening. We appreciate it.
Yeah, you were an awesome audience.
Again, that was Christina Rose and Gary King, the director and star of Death of the Dead. And again, you're tuned into CFCR here on 90.5 FM.